Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. Going to have another good show today. Have Mr. Rodney Hayes on, and a man whose family has deep roots in this community and have done so much for all of Rutherford County. And this part of his show is brought to you by At Home Care. When you and your family members need assistance for a day, a week, or indefinitely, At Home Care is ready to sit down with you and help devise a practical plan to meet your family's needs. At Home Care is different than any others you see in the local marketplace because they're owned and operated by longtime Murfreesboro resident Melissa Warren. That means At Home Care is hands-on and involved in your family members' care and satisfaction all day, every day. At Home Care provides top-quality professional caregiving services throughout Rutherford County and Middle Tennessee. Whether you need a 24/7 companion, ongoing assistance with transportation to church or doctor's appointments, laundry, housekeeping, personal care, or more, At Home Care is here for you. At Home Care, you can reach them at 713-4639. That's 713-4639 or online at homecaretennessee.com. Good morning, Rodney.
Good morning, sir. Welcome to Murfreesboro.
Yes, sir. It's absolutely gorgeous outside today, isn't it?
It's beautiful. It's a small world, Truman. Melissa and I worked for Murray, Ohio in Brentwood, Tennessee, 100 years ago.
You and Melissa Warren worked together?
Yes, sir. She was a computer person. Uh-huh. And in the transitions in people's lives, she's been in doing this, done real well with it. But, yeah, I didn't...
I have found Melissa to be an extremely caring person. She's just not in it for the business. No. She actually loves the people that she deals with.
She does, and she's built a pretty established business.
Yes.
But it's amazing how small the world is, though. It really is.
It is, because you have been in a business that's been helping people for a long time. Now, you're retired now, which is, we were talking before we went on the air, how it's hard to adjust when you've been working with and for people for a long time, and then you're no longer, it's almost like you've got a large void in your life.
It really is. You spend 4 years working, and then retirement's supposed to be a time that you reap the rewards of working. But our economy and times are that some people can't retire at all.
Yeah.
And I feel fortunate that I did it. But, boy, it was a change in my life when I did that. My wife's still wondering whether it was a good deal or not because she sees more of me than she wants to. Sometimes.
Oh, she catches the brunt of it, doesn't she? And you're kind of stir crazy. You just kind of feel, I need to be doing something. What is it I need to be doing?
And she thinks it's picking on her. But that's not true, Truman. That's just not true. I don't do that.
Before we get too far away from it, I want to mention your dad, Mr. Joe Black Hayes, and see how he's doing. And I think he's right at that 97-year mark, isn't he?
He turned 97 this past September 20th. Mm. His mind is still with him, and he smiles, and he's happy. He's having some medical issues with his body as 97 is a long time.
Yeah.
I know I saw a man at the Old Timers that was, 98?
Yeah, he and was a baseball player at one. Mr. Northcutt,
yeah,
I believe that was
his
name.
And he was walking around. Yeah. So, man, that's impressive. Dad has to be in a wheelchair, and he was such a big, strong man that
oh, he really was.
What an athlete he was. And
captain of the football team at one time.
He was
wasn't?
Captain at Central, uh-huh. And he was captain at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, with Bowden White and that bunch back in the 30s. He played for the General.
Oh, that was big time football.
Oh, big time football. Played with leather helmets, no face mask. A man was a man back in them days.
Now, leather helmets, if anybody has never played with them, they're not very protective, believe me.
No. Can you imagine? Golly. And they hit, they went after each other back in them days. And I don't know. I played a little football myself, and I just can't imagine with that kind of equipment, as rough and as tough as that game is, dealing with that. But Dad did all the way through. I mean, he never had a face mask the whole time he played.
I couldn't see any difference. I mean, he didn't look like he had any marks.
He broke his nose several times, and he was a wrestler, and he was a track man at Tennessee. And he's the oldest living captain from the University of Tennessee. And they sent him a plaque for that 4 or 5 years ago. But Tennessee's has its challenges right now. Hopefully what they've done with Jones, that it'll pull them up. I'm excited about Middle Tennessee State University's football schedule, Truman.
Oh, yeah.
We just need to win some games. I mean, my God, what an opportunity that's going to be for our football team and our community and the university.
See, that ups my chances for having a win every Saturday, because I have two teams that I support with everything, and that's Tennessee and MTSU. And I think you probably have some of that.
Absolutely. I do bleed blue.
Yes.
I've just never seen a schedule like this. And Murfreesboro, Tennessee's got to come support these guys.
Yes, they do. But, you know, for the fans here do support MTSU very, very well. They really do. I think one of the biggest differences, you see, like when you go into the basketball games, if the students would turn out in large groups like they do in some of these big, big schools, I think that you would see a sellout every Saturday, and then you'd see a sellout at all the ball games. And I'm constantly amazed at, I know probably 80% of the people that go to the ball games, basketball games and the football games and things like that. And you see a large portion of the community out there, but for whatever reason, scheduling or whatever, it's very tough for the students to participate.
They transport into Murfreesboro. They don't live here, a lot of them, and
a lot of them are working.
But when I went to Middle Tennessee, that was the thrill, going to the games.
Of course it was.
And back in those days, they had like 5,000 students at the university a long time ago. But they were there. They were at the games. The Western basketball game this year.
Yes.
The students were there. And it's been a long time since I remembered watching an MTSU event that was so exciting and moving, and everybody was into it. And it was, like you say, it was because there were so many students there, and they were just crazy, and it was great. I mean, it was wonderful.
The crowd participation means a lot to the athletes out there on the floor.
They really do. The boys have just got better every time they played. The girls have run into some challenges.
Just this last game, and I could not understand that game at all.
It was crazy. I mean, I had to pinch myself watching who I was watching, but bless Rick's heart. I mean,
I think all the forces were against MTSU that night. The ball would go in and out. Everything they did turned out bad.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
But the game before that, they were lights out.
I know. I've really enjoyed watching them this year. One of the great things about retirement has been my ability to go to basketball games. Because when I worked nights, and normally it was the night of the game that I couldn't go to. But I've really enjoyed, my wife and I both go, and it's been a thrill watching the teams play. And Rick's got a really good girls basketball team. I just hope they show up for the rest of the game.
If they play like they did the game before last, they will go deep, if not to the Final Four, playing the way they did. They were hitting everything. They were rebounding. The defense was just out of this world. I just love to watch them play. An exciting team.
They are. The boys are, too. I'm proud of both of them.
Now, one of the subjects we wanted to talk about today of course, was adult education. And that is, and you were telling me about the graduation and the attendance in Rutherford County, and it blew me away that we're only second to Memphis when it comes to GEDs and things like that.
Last year, we had over 440 GEDs, and the only organization school systems that were bigger than Rutherford County was Shelby County, Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville, Chattanooga, Knoxville, who are larger cities than we are, fell short of that number. And it was kind of, Rutherford County schools had a great year last year. Mm-hmm. They were recognized statewide, and adult ed was. There is a large population of need in this county. And we were talking about maybe it was for people coming here looking for work,
right,
or there's a little more prosperity in Rutherford County than in other areas. And when they come here, they find they have to have an education to get a work, and they hunt us up. And then others just don't make it through school for a thousand different reasons. You know how that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's never one single, but a lot of kids fall out in between their sophomore and senior years, and still faced with the fact that in Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, if you want to work, you've got to have a high school diploma. You just can't find a job without it anymore.
And the graduation rate, and you kind of touched on that a little bit, is very high in Rutherford County. And you compare that in Tennessee, people don't understand. We're one of the lowest funded
yes,
groups of educators in the country, but yet our graduation rate is extremely high. What would you attribute that to?
They have partnerships in our schools where teachers support teachers, new ones coming in, or the newest thing is this thing called core curriculum development. Mm-hmm. Across the state, tied back to Washington's nationwide education improvement program. Tennessee was one of the selected states to work from their models. But they really focus on what the children, individual child, learns. There's a movement in the legislature right now to tie salaries to test scores, and Truman, I really hope they don't do that.
I hope they don't either.
We get lost in how do you pay a teacher for what she does? Well, you need to go in her classroom and observe her,
right,
and him, and you can tell a lot about the value that person has to the students in the class, but doing it strictly on a test, I think, is a little short-sighted in my background anyway.
There's a lot more to the test when you concerns to developing a child to as they become more mature and become an adult. There's a lot more that goes into that than just the testing.
There really is. How socialized are they in the world? And we read all these horror stories about kids doing stupid stuff, and some of them are very bright, did very well in school.
Mm-hmm.
But their teachers, if they did it based on the test, would have got a raise.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers that are trying to make a better citizen, a better person, a better parent, a better child, that doesn't have anything to do with the test.
Yeah.
And both parents are working. My mother didn't work, and she was at home supporting us.
Right.
And parents today, they don't have that choice.
Yeah.
That things are so tough. They're both there. So the teacher plays a greater role with the child than ever before. Because when I was in school, like I said, I had a parent that helped guide me through the rough things in my life. Well, these kids don't.
Mm-hmm.
Or they do. The parents are really challenged with trying to do that.
Well, you know, things have changed so much, and you can look at reasons, political, economic, all those things have a hand in what's going on. You and I remember that there was always an old saying, the A students become teachers, the C students become the leaders. Now, I have always found that interesting, but you think about the teachers with all their abilities, all their love for the students, and all the things that they add to that student's makeup really does come through in developing an individual for career success. You know, they've even gone to school, they've gotten their master's, they've gotten their doctorates. They do everything that's required of them and more to become competent in their jobs. And you mix that with their love of the kids, it's almost an automatic for success for those lucky kids to be in their classrooms.
Oh, absolutely. And as you get older, like we are, Truman, I have three grandchildren, and I think about a lot, you know, what are they going to do? What's going to happen to them in this world? And when I was younger, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
But our world's a crazy place. And I remember when they had a shortage of nurses because there was so much pressure and stress on that employment group. And the same thing is happening to our teachers.
Yeah.
And unless our teachers really love what they're doing, a lot of them are walking away from it because it isn't worth the pressure they're under day in and day out. The love of the children keeps them coming back, thank heavens, the good ones. Or you're just stuck with the bad ones, and the good ones leave because they can't take it anymore.
Well, I don't think it's the career choice that most of them thought it was going to be. I mean, when you're looking like you're almost in a structured, robotic atmosphere there, that the only the biggest thing that you want is to be able to have these kids pass their test at a higher level,
right,
which supposedly shines well on the school, on the teachers, and the pupils and everything else. But as we know, there's a whole lot more to what's going on. And of course, you have kids with different aptitudes. And everything is not science. Everything is not math. There are other attributes that these kids are going to give to whatever community they're going to be in. And, you know, we need all of those things. The business community needs all of those things. And the majority of the people, you know, I had Cindy Jones on last week, and she brought up some things that I didn't realize, and most people don't. And I think we need to get those things out to the public so they can actually maybe shore up or close the door on some of these things they're trying to do in education.
I hope so. Politically, it's become a test.
Right.
And it's driven out of Washington, and it's going to solve all the issues of our country, and that's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
And it just seems to be getting worse. Every year they come up with a new requirement, like today in Rufford County, our teachers and Don Odom, our new leader, are working on this core curriculum thing,
mm-hmm.
And they need to be working on other stuff. I mean, just like when Don went and pursued and became the superintendent of schools for Rufford County, I thought he'd lost his mind, you know?
He and I talked about that.
he is a really, really good guy.
He is an extremely good guy.
True gentleman and a friend of mine. And he's right in the middle of all that. And he's a big reason Rufford County's done so well, because he's been over secondary program before he became superintendent. But my goodness, he had to have a weak moment to take on that job, I believe, because he's got a lot of things to pull together, new schools that the commission don't want to pay for, and what curriculums are you going to put in the new schools, and what kids are going to go to what schools, mm-hmm. and it just gets crazier and crazier. And why someone would want that, my goodness, he loves what he does, I know he does, and he loves the kids in this county, so I think that keeps him going to work.
Now, they're having these changes that are going on in even making the monies go to different types of schools for whatever reason. The public schools are really taking a hit right now, and I think it's unfair, but I don't think most people understand what's really going on. So we're going to discuss that when we come right back, and we're going to take a quick break and be back with Mr. Rodney Hayes.
Okay. Honey, have you seen my keys?
On the hook, dear.
Okay, what about my phone?
I'm calling it now.
Okay. Oh, it's in my coat. Okay, all right.
Don't forget your briefcase.
Oh! Yeah. Okay, where is it?
It's by the door.
Oh, got it. Have you seen my keys? Oh, right. Yep, okay. Okay, I'm off. I'll see ya.
1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, 5-1000.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
With the new Win for Life instant game from the Tennessee Lottery, your only job might be going to the mailbox and collecting $3,000 a week for life. The new Win for Life instant game, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, life-changing fun.
So, how was your day?
Oh, you know, the usual.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
The Outpost Armory is not just another gun store. Our staff has hands-on knowledge and experience with firearms, self-defense training, hunting, and competitive shooting. We cater to the new gun owner and the expert looking for that hard-to-find product. We carry items that the big chain stores don't and have bulk ammunition for the high-volume shooter. We defend the Second Amendment and help responsible citizens protect their families, rights, and liberties. Visit us in person or online at theoutpostarmory.com. The Outpost Armory, I-24 East at exit 89 in Murfreesboro.
Tennessee Radio Network News, I'm Kristen Thoburn. The head of the National Rifle Association is questioning President Obama's motives for tighter gun control. Speaking to members of the National Wild Turkey Federation in Nashville yesterday, Wayne LaPierre said none of the president's proposals had anything to do with protecting children in this country. International Paper says it will add 101 new jobs and invest over $115 million if Memphis gives them $57 million in tax breaks. It's part of their bid to add a fourth office tower at their East Memphis headquarters. A new dual agreement between two schools in Tennessee and Kentucky.
Students at Volunteer State Community College will be able to easily transfer to Western Kentucky University under a new dual admissions agreement between the two schools. Leaders from both schools will sign the new agreement at the community college campus in Gallatin.
TRN's Tanya Powers. Nashville police say what appeared to be a sniper situation yesterday was just a man testing out a new BB gun. Josh Archer, who manages Dealer's Warehouse, says he now realizes that going to the roof to shoot at some small targets was a mistake, but Archer is not being charged with any crime. Tennessee has joined 29 other states in a $29 million agreement with Toyota Motor Corp over allegations the company concealed safety issues related to unintended acceleration.
We're talking with this area's only certified physician in heart CT, Dr. Rishi Saxena. Before you have a stress test or heart catheterization, consider the 64 slice CT scan.
We could find the same information without taking too much risk.
It only takes minutes, there are no needles, and it could show things other tests miss.
You could act on it and prevent heart attack and death from happening.
No referral is necessary for the 64 slice CT scan. Call 896-4800 and make an appointment with Dr. Rishi Saxena.
We select our insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with us, you can count on receiving fast, courteous, and professional service and quality protection through Auto Owners Insurance. For a no-problem approach to your life, home, car, and business insurance needs, ask us about the no-problem company, Auto Owners. This is Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
data breach at a popular fast food restaurant.
Zaxby's restaurants across the country recently alerted customers that debit and credit card information may have been compromised. More than 100 stores across the Southeast were notified of the data breach, including Zaxby's in Columbia, Springfield, and Gallatin.
TRN's Andrew Warren. Turns out the 24-year-old girl that Memphis Congressman Steve Cohen was tweeting during the State of the Union speech was his daughter. His actions initially drew concern from Tennessee constituents. He says he found out Victoria Brink was his daughter just 3 years ago. I'm Kristen Thoburn, Tennessee Radio Network News.
You can fake just about anything, but you can't fake car insurance. Got a speeding ticket? That's cheap compared to what it'd cost without car insurance. If you need affordable state minimum coverage, call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for the real thing. Drive safe, spend less, Safe Auto.
Registration for the second annual Special Kids Race presented by MMC is now open. With a sold-out first-year event, mark your calendar for Saturday, March 23rd, 2013, and choose from one of three distances, the 1 mile fun run, the 5K, or the 15K. Registration is limited to 3,000 participants, so don't miss out on one of Murfreesboro's biggest races. With your help, Special Kids can reach even more children with special needs. Register today at specialkidsrace.org and run for the kids.
WeatherEye.
We have a chance for rain today, mainly cloudy skies. Highs warm into the low 50s with a north-northwest wind between 5 and 15 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently 46.
Today's WGNS birthday cake winner, Carolyn Holman, receiving the cake from Junior's Foodland, and our WGNS good neighbor of the day, Pastor Kurt Copeland at Franklin Road Baptist Church. He does so much to help our area youth. Today, Kurt receives flowers from Ryan's Flowers and gifts for being our WGNS good neighbor of the day.
You've known him for years. Now you can visit with him every day. It's The Truman Show, continuing right now on WGNS AM and FM.
And welcome back with Rodney Hayes. This portion of the show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. When you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes has a staff of certified technicians that can fix anything. From the simple oil change to major auto repair, Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's onto Ridgely Road. Hey, John, how are you?
Great, how are you, Drew?
The Short Mountain Connection just walked nice through here. Oh, all right. Good to see you, big guy.
I got a present for you, but I forgot to bring it with me today. I'm going to bring it next week.
All right, I got you. You know, Rodney, we were had the good fortune of going to Gordon and Sarah Bell's house last night. I don't know if you know them or not.
Yes, yes.
And just the sweetest people. And on Valentine's Day, they always have couples come in and in their beautiful home, more beautiful home than I've never seen. But anyway, all the funding goes to mission trips into South Dakota, and you get to see so many people that you have known for many, many years, and it's just so much fun. And I just want to say thanks to Gordon and Sarah Bell, because I know it's a tremendous effort to put that on. A large group of people were there, and so much fun. Now let's get back to education. I think that's what we were talking about.
Yes, sir.
And one of the things that they're pushing now, and I keep seeing a lot of it, is the voucher program. And everything seems to be getting away from what we consider the normal education process that everybody's known for 100, 200 years.
The voucher program is a very complicated thing to me. When you take tax money and pay for a child to go to a different school that they're zoned to, and that school is paid for out of tax money, and it's almost like it's cross-productive. And the educators are not deciding on how the money is spent on these vouchers. It's the political administrative group of somewhere. Yeah. I'm not real sure where it's done. I know the governor of Tennessee is a supporter of it. The most I've seen this is in Memphis. Now, Memphis is actively doing vouchers around the inner city area in Memphis as we speak. I'm not aware of it being real as something coming on other parts of the state, but Memphis is already into this and already have special schools that kids are paid to go to. In addition to the local school system schools that they're paying for. Same money.
Is there a particular purpose for that? That's what I can't figure out. You know, we have the magnet schools, and you have to go through certain processes.
Qualify.
To even get into the schools. What would be the difference with the charter school?
Somebody has determined, and you can't really say that about Rufford County. We're blessed.
Right.
Schools that we have in Murfreesboro City and Rufford County compete anywhere in that I've ever been. That's not the case in Memphis. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be the case in Nashville. Mm-hmm. They think that a child in a challenged area of a community will have a greater chance in a suburb or a special funded school than they will the school that's in their area where they live. I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm not real sure. But it's they're splitting the money off. I mean, where is the money coming from? Is it new tax dollars? Is it a split off of what Murfreesboro and Rufford County already gets, and the county commission is going to lose some of the dollars they're spending on our school system right now if they implemented that here? I mean, I'm not real sure.
It sounds like the successful schools will be punished, and the areas that have successful schools would be punished because, Memphis is one of the largest areas, is the largest area in the state of Tennessee.
Huge.
And then you're talking about Nashville also. And then when you're talking about splitting off the monies that comes from the state and comes from the federal government, I don't see anything that would actually complement what we're doing right here.
No, I can't either. And what's happening politically in Memphis and Shelby County speaks volumes, I think. The city school system has declared that they don't want to exist anymore and they want to merge with Shelby County schools. And the Germantowns and the other suburb, big suburb areas,
right,
outside of Memphis are trying to annex out of the combined system because they're afraid of what's coming. And that's vouchers from inner city out to their suburban area.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have that here in Murfreesboro and Rufford County.
Yeah.
Where you went to school in Kittrell, mm-hmm, a high school there.
No, I went to the 1-6 at Kittrell, 7th and 8th Mitchell Nielsen.
Okay.
And then I went to Central.
Okay. All right. But Kittrell had a high school.
Yes.
Eagleville did.
1-12.
Las Casas. Yeah. Well, they've protected that in this county, and there's elementary schools, and I think that Eagleville end up being less than a high school program one of these days. It'll probably happen. But they protected all that in this county, where we built such big schools, and I hope they're not too big. I really worry about that. I remember when they built McGavock in Nashville, it was too big.
It was.
And there was
a
lot of trouble and challenges the teachers had that had nothing to do with teaching.
Yeah.
They're just keeping people from hitting each other. I don't find that here in Rufford County. Hope, that never comes. But we're blessed with some really, really big places. So, don't know. The voucher thing, how it fits with our school system, hopefully it'll just go around us. Hopefully it won't affect us. Because I don't see how in the world it could help a school system doing as well as we're doing today.
I like the old adage, if you want to be successful, hire people that are smarter than you are. I have known that, heard that for years. So the question is, the people that are hiring the teachers, of course, I'm not talking about the superintendents and the principals and all that. I'm talking about the government. I'm talking about the state of Tennessee. I'm talking about the federal government, all those things. Why would they want to and I know that they're funding all this, but they are us.
Yes.
That's our money. That's our money going into the federal government. That's our money going into the state government. The people do not seem to be able to get a voice in some of this. And the people that we really need to be listening to are the educators. And they seem to be muffled out for some reason.
They really don't want to hear from people out of our profession. They just want to talk about our scores are this, our scores are that. Well, that's not true in this county and in this city. We may have a school from time to time that is weaker than the system is, but the especially in Rufford County, the team that Don Odom has, they pull them up.
They do.
I mean, they're successful with them. The wrong people are talking about that. And like TEA, they won't talk about TEA being a union. They're not a union.
No. Wisconsin was, but you can't compare the two.
No, not at all. TEA is concerned about education in the state of Tennessee, and they're concerned about the teachers that deliver that education every day, year-round. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for them, there would be no voices in Nashville at all. For the education programs are going around. We're going to go through some difficult times with the laws like No Child Left Behind, which is just destroyed instruction. That's my opinion.
Because
we're focusing on the wrong things, and kids either fall into that slot to where they pass a test or they're forgotten, and they move on. They're not even in school. And that's happening everywhere.
But now Don has, and the Rufford County School System has set up a career program now where kids can actually go to school and fit things into their particular aptitudes where they can become successful once they leave high school and go directly into some of these really great jobs that we've got around here.
And this is something that was very active back when we were in school, Truman, that we got away from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been brought back in this school system. A lot of school systems haven't done it. And you're exactly right. The trades, everybody does not need to go to college or equipped to go to college or college is in their future.
Right.
High school diploma is a major step for some of our students and stuff. And
it's all they need in their careers.
Yes, sir. And there's plumbers and electricians in Murfreesboro, Tennessee that do real well. And they're licensed and they've gone through the trades. The technology center that's over on Old Ford Parkway, we're blessed with a tremendous program there. We're blessed with MTSU historically has really paid attention to local needs and local partnerships. And I loved it when somebody was attacked in the university for being an enrollment mill. Mm-hmm. That they thought, oh, they knew how, they really know how to build enrollment. It's amazing the number of scholarship students that are there at that university today that was not there back in the 60s when I was there. And the administration at the university has done a great job recruiting high-level kids.
And they really have.
And it's not an enrollment mill. We just got to get athletics going at a higher level since we're going Conference USA. Yay!
All right. USA, USA.
That's right.
But, you know, what would we have? Say if we had 85-90% of our kids in this country that they were aimed directly at math and science type situations where they were extremely successful. Where are they going to go when they get out of the university? Because it's going to be, the market is going to
be
flooded.
That's
how
right.
many scientists can you have? How many people that are in architecture and law and medicine and all that? You just keep going on and on. And somehow it seems like it just weakens the structure when you do things like that.
When you have non-professional educators making decisions about education, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to overkill because they don't have the time or energy to put in to really understand what's facing our education community. Mm-hmm. And not that I know more than the other person. I've worked in it a while.
A long time.
It's a complicated thing, but you don't want to over... It's almost like we're not happy unless we're shooting birds and just shooting thousands of them at once. Because Don Odom has to get up in the morning and go into that building and try to put to some piece all the things that have nothing to do with education, but putting schools together, teachers together, students in the right place. I was reading in the paper about the parents are that have questions about my child going to so-and-so school. Mm-hmm. That ain't got nothing to do with teaching.
Yeah.
Then on top of that, he's going to be measured on his value, not how well he handles all this other stuff, but how many kids pass his test.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Just absolutely. I get excited talking about it.
Well, you know, we've had a history in the last few years that they're giving out diplomas and stuff to kids who really don't earn their diploma or whatever the paperwork is at the time. I mean, we're a lot of those could be a whole lot more successful, or could have been, if they had the career programs that are aimed particularly for them. And otherwise, they come out. But you know what I would like to see? I would like to see, just on the education programs that are being presented to this state and this country, I would love for the teachers to take those programs and grade them and grade the people that are pushing those programs out to the state and the federal government.
It'd be very interesting.
I wonder. Do you think they would make the C group as as being good in their careers or whatever?
But it would be tough to get a C out of some of them. the quality program, which is a nationwide program, the state of Tennessee is involved with it. One of the key elements within it in a company is evaluating your bosses, mm-hmm. having what they call step-level meetings.
Did that, yeah.
And I wonder how the teachers would evaluate, not in Tennessee, it would be all right for Rutherford County too and Murfreesboro, but across Tennessee, places like Memphis and Nashville and Knoxville and Chattanooga, how would their teachers evaluate their administration on what they've been going through? I mean, adult education in Rutherford County is run by the school system.
Yeah.
In Nashville, it's run by the YMCA.
Whoa.
Yes, sir. In Nashville, Tennessee, the adult ed program is contracted through the YMCA. Any organization that can provide space can contract for the program.
Hmm.
And it's got to affect what goes on in the classroom if you've not got a support structure like you have here in Rutherford County. But there's just more and more of that.
You know, I can see as things are going on, we may have a bigger need in the future if things are going the way that they want them to, that we're going to need more adult education as the years go on. Now, you have been heavy into it for a number of years and making people give them the opportunity to become successful in their careers or working with their kids and grandkids as they grow and of school age. But you have been very successful working with, and I can tell you, a lot of the people that were in the jail when I was there were people who did not have a high school education. And it seems it worked hand in hand. But I have seen their faces light up when they received their diplomas, their GED diplomas, because then they had that opportunity to go out in the world and get away from some of their past things that had happened to them and actually have an opportunity to become successful just like everybody else does.
We realized when we started that we started this about 11 years ago, and hopefully it'll continue, and hopefully it'll have the success it's had in the past. Mm-hmm. But an inmate at our workhouse or at the jail most of the time, if they've not got a high school diploma, and if they're a misdemeanor, or if they're a felon, especially if they're a felon, how are they going to get work?
Right.
And how are they going to have a family and be successful in life without a high school diploma? Well, they're going to end up going back and doing whatever they were doing before. And what I found was that so many times it was the first time they had felt success in their life, or they felt value in their life. And it was really a kickstart, and a lot of them don't come back. A lot of them stay out, and the recidivism rate on people that get their high school diploma is really good in Rufford County. We ran a study on it, and it was quite a bit lower than those that weren't involved in education. But these people, when they leave the jail and the workhouse, they move into houses right next to us. They live in this community. They're not going somewhere else. And we need them to be successful on their own instead of our social system of support. Because they're going to feel a whole lot better about themselves at the end of the day if they're the one contributing to the success of their families, their kids. We had mamas, daughters, daddies, sons go through graduation at the same time. They were locked up at the same time. Well, too many times, criminal history is family-oriented, and it kind of follows family trends. And it's amazing the number of inmates that said, I'm the first person in my family to finish high school.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
and they had and they created goals in their class. They wanted to go to school. They wanted to go on and do more because they found something they didn't care about when they were in school. So they didn't care. They, you know, they didn't even go to school. They skipped school. They just ran around and hung out. But they found something they really enjoyed and they got a lot out of. And it's something that I've really missed since I've been away from it since September. I've never been involved in anything in my life that gave you so much personal satisfaction to have an inmate have such a change in their life just from education and getting a GED and feeling like I got a chance. I can do something with my life that I haven't done before.
And a large portion of the people that are locked up for misdemeanors and felons or whatever, a lot of them are really, really good people.
Absolutely.
They just have no confidence in their lives. They feel like failures, and therefore the world is just passing them by. But once they get that diploma, just like I said, you can see their faces glow, and the family is there in the audience watching them receive their degrees. And really, you make a big deal out of it because it is a big deal.
It really is for the first time in their life. And mamas with children and daddies with children, it's influencing more than just the inmate. There, everybody that's in that graduation ceremony are going to be better for what they saw and what they participate in.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Rodney Hayes.
We make important choices in our lives every day. You owe it to yourself to make an informed decision about where to receive cancer treatment. The Cancer Center at Middle Tennessee Medical Center offers the area's only accredited program. That means it meets the high standards set by the Commission on Cancer. We consider it a blessing to provide you with the very best care available. To locate an MTMC physician, call 284-LIFE. Why choose any place else?
Hi, this is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting you to come eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. When they get under the weather, everybody likes to take that soup. We actually sell enough soup over the year that can fill up an Olympic-sized swimming pool. You can get it by cup, bowl, gallon, whatever size you want to get it in, and it's also one of those things you can freeze and ship. The chicken soup is wonderful if you have a cold. If I'm feeling sick, I'll just put it in a little coffee cup, and I sip it while I'm doing my work. Come to our Demas's Restaurant in Murfreesboro, which is located on 1115 Northwest Broad Street.
This is Freda Morgan with First National Bank in Murfreesboro. Please come by and see us at 2230 Mercury Boulevard or give us a call at 615-494-4900. 4200. Would love to have you in our bank. We'd love an opportunity to work with you one-on-one and give you the customized banking services that you deserve. This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank in Murfreesboro. First National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Everyone loves Stones River Manor.
I love the people that works here and the people that lives here and all of the convenience that we have.
Stones River Manor. Behind Rite Aid, at the intersection of Haines and Memorial.
I have lived here about 5 years, and I've loved every minute of it.
Stones River Manor, it's home.
To bag the deer of a lifetime, you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
This is Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors. We get camouflage clothes. Shotgun sales.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street.
He knows Rutherford County, and he knows the people of Rutherford County. Truman Jones, here on WGNS, AM and FM.
Well, Rodney, I know that you have had to have some conversation or comments from the people that you've changed their lives, whether it's just in the adult education or in corrections education or whatever. That has to be special. If just one person told you that you changed their lives, would be special.
It's amazing the impact our graduates. We have ceremonies each year, both with the ones that are locked up and the ones that aren't locked up. Mm-hmm. The ones that aren't locked up are at Blackman High School, and the ones that are at the workhouse and at the jail. Their families, and you mentioned it, the look on their faces, mm-hmm. their children, their sisters, their brothers, their spouses. It is a really big moment in that person's life to have passed the test. The test is hard. It is not an easy thing to do. And it is these people are working all day, or if you're locked up, I mean, you'll have a horrible environment there to try to study mm-hmm. and learn. But if you're not, if you're outside, you're working all day and going to class at night, or going to class in the day and working at night and take a test. If you're right out of high school or you just dropped out of high school, most of the time that's a little easier activity than the ones that have been away from school 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. And for someone that's been away from school that long and woke up one morning, lost their job for whatever reason, mm-hmm. and then try to re-enter the workplace without a high school diploma, hello?
Yeah.
They had no choice, had to go get a GED to get back into the workplace. That happens every day.
And they can continue their education on.
Absolutely. And they do. A lot of the people that get excited and motivated and find learning as a great thing in their life, go to the tech center or the university or the community college that's in Motlow, and they go on. And they qualify for the Hope Scholarship with a GED, which was a great thing the legislature did. When they tested high school graduates to set up norms for the GED nationwide, 70% of the high school graduates that took the GED failed it.
Wow.
Yes, sir. In 2002, they did a norm. That's something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is something.
GED is tough. And that's why GED students that go on to higher school are successful, because the test represents a really true test, which it didn't prior to 2002.
Yeah.
But 2002, it was more focused on moving on and doing, instead of just being a license to work, which is what it was World War II.
Mm-hmm.
People that went to the war and came back, it was a tool they used to show a level of achievement so they could go to work. I mean, that's what it was started for during World War II.
That's amazing. Now, if someone's listening out there and they do not have a high school equivalent at all, what do they do?
In Rutherford County and in Murfreesboro, they would go to the Rutherford County Schools website, or they would go to the phone book and look up Rutherford County Schools. And adult education is a listing within that group, and it would show them where the classes are, if they're from the north end of the county, or if they're out in the city and they don't have transportation, it'll show all the places they're having class and times and dates.
Well, I appreciate all that, big boy. And I hope someone out there was listening that had a special need for that, because it does. It makes a big difference in your life. If nothing else, it's just knowing that you have completed your high school degree, and now that whatever, you can do anything you want to.
Absolutely.
Whether you want to go on with your education, you want to use it in your career level, you want to use it for your grandkids and your kids, help them. And I really appreciate all the things that you've done for this community.
Thank you, sir.
And Rodney, you be sure and tell your dad hi from me.
I will.
The world of him. He gave a lot to this community over the years.
He sure did. Thanks, sir.
We'll see you Monday morning at 9 o'clock, and we'll have Jimmy C. Newman and John Stanford. See you then.